from KQED.
2 years ago, there was a rush to stake claims for a new wave of ocean energy, power generated by waves and tides. Now that the spray is settling, few heads remain above water. Investors have given up on about a third of the wave projects first proposed along the West Coast. Three California projects are on hold. Oregon seemed to have a head start, but even that may be ebbing away. Tom Bonsi has more as part of our series Climate Watch.
Remember back to high school? Maybe you had to read Dickens's A Tale of Two Cities. Recall the classic opening line, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." Ocean energy developer Bert Hamner can relate, especially since he proposed two wave power projects off San Francisco and Ventura counties, both of which are now shelved.
Probably this is the best ever year ever to be in the renewable energy business because so much focus is going into this area.
At the same time, most financial institutions have lost their appetite for risky or unproven ventures.
In the credit crunch, almost all the financing for anything innovative and venture-based has just stopped.
That would include the wave energy business. Wave energy generators are still works in progress. The basic idea is to harness the up and down motion of the waves to drive a piston in a large buoy or spin a turbine. From my current vantage point outside Reedsport, Oregon, it seems clean, green, and promising. Powerful waves launch geysers of spray over the jetty up ahead. But issues with financing or feasibility have washed away a half dozen marine energy projects. The casualties stretch from the northwest tip of Washington State to the mouth of the Columbia River, past here, on down to Eureka, California. Reedsport looks to be the location for the first commercial wave energy park on the West Coast. Up in Portland, John Norling of Columbia Energy Partners says a lot is riding on the installation of the test buoy next year.
A lot of information will come out of the Reedsport project, and then that will help to guide other developers and see whether they pick back up and pursue wave energy on the coast.
As one of those other developers, Norling's company is looking at sites off of Tillamook County, Oregon. There, in the little marina at Garibaldi, fishermen prep their boats for the upcoming season. Linda Buell and her husband own Garibaldi Charters. She understands the need to explore renewable energy in general, but Buell wants to steer ocean energy installations away from valuable fishing and crabbing grounds. She suspects, probably correctly, that fishing would be prohibited around wave energy installations, given all the wires and cables.
They're taking fishing opportunities away from the fishermen, and you can only take so much away before we don't have fishermen, and then you don't have fresh fish to eat anymore.
Fishermen aren't the only ones happy to see wave energy scale back. Surfer Pete Stauffer is sizing up wave energy with the Surfrider Foundation's Humboldt chapter. Stauffer says the conservation group does not oppose wave energy per se, but wants to influence project designs and locations.
Generally speaking, the devices would be farther out beyond where the waves are breaking, in some cases several miles offshore. But in terms of impacts, obviously there is, of course, likely extraction of energy, which could reduce the height of the waves, and perhaps even more significant to surfers, could actually change the characteristics of the wave.
Right now, there really are a lot of questions, and that's why we believe that a small pilot project is the right way to start.
That's Bill Toman. He's the Wave and Tidal Project Manager for PG&E. The utility has proposed two wave energy projects, one each in front of the Humboldt and Mendocino coasts. Toman says PG&E wants to stay out of the way of commercial fishers, surfers, and whale watch boats.
We, once again, are looking at a small facility that we hope will fit in without displacing existing uses of the ocean, and that will be environmentally acceptable to all Californians to test and demonstrate this new nascent technology of wave energy.
Toman says if permitting goes smoothly, the first energy generators in California waters could splash down in 2012. Separately, three California projects have been placed in limbo by a bureaucratic turf battle, including one proposed by the city of San Francisco. For the California Report, I'm Tom Bonsi near Reedsport, Oregon.
To see what a wave energy installation might look like, head online to californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Thursday, May 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.